Home Sweet Home. It's 6:01, Andy and Mel. Good morning. I like going out and doing stuff, but it's good to be here where everything is where it's supposed to be.
Already where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You don't have to bring it there.
Exactly. It was a blast at the juice stop, though, yesterday.
It was.
I can't believe how many people came through. Well, actually, I can. Because you say free, people come running.
Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we didn't see more old people. Old people really love free food.
Mm-hmm. They do.
But I don't know. Well, and you'd think the old people would be more about the smoothies, you know, because they have to gum half their food anyway. So, you know, a smoothie would be perfect for that.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
This is also the time of year I absolutely hate the hours of my job.
Why?
Because
it's cold?
No. Oh, no. No.
Okay.
That has absolutely nothing to do with it at all. I have no problem with the cold. You should know this by now.
That's
for sure. No, the reason I hate it is because I love baseball, and the playoffs inevitably, especially in this first round, they start at like 2 in the afternoon, and then they end at like, I don't know, I have no idea what time the games
probably
ended last
11.
Night, but especially one of them was on the West Coast. That one was awesome. A's came from behind, down 3, or down 2 in the 9th, score 3 runs, they win.
Woohoo!
Game 5.
Nice.
Today. That was pretty sweet. The other thing that really drove me nuts was the, and as much as I really don't care about the Yankees at all, I don't either. I wished I would have seen this last night. In fact, this was so awesome. I have audio.
Oh.
Okay. You know who Alex Rodriguez is, right?
A-Rod. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, used to like the steroids back in the day. Was formerly the toy of both Madonna and Cameron Diaz.
Yes.
Well, he's been sucking pretty good.
Uh-oh. Maybe he needs to get a new girlfriend.
And
or
not
something.
In a Madonna sort of way. He
not epically as Madonna.
I was talking more naughty there.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, he had like one hit through 3 games last night.
Yeah.
They through the first 2 games, and he was striking out a lot. He ended the game the night before, or the previous game. So he wasn't playing third like he normally was. He was DHing.
Oh.
And I think that's probably why they did that, so then they could sub him out for a different hitter when he came up to strike out and end the game in the 9th. So they actually pinch hit for A-Rod. Yeah.
Wow.
Raul Baez comes up.
And here's the 1-0.
Swung on and line to right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. He's done it again. Raul Baez. Raul, be seeing you in the right field seats. Raul, so cool. He drills a home run.
Their announcer drives me crazy.
Raul, so cool.
Yeah.
Does he have the right dictionary in front
this,
of him?
But lefty here's lefty. The second one in the 12th.
Mattis deal swung on and driven a deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Yeah, okay. There we got it. Yeah, the guy that replaced A-Rod hit 2 home runs to tie and then win the game. Pretty awesome.
Nice.
I was sleeping. That's why I hate my hours this time of year.
Yeah, we don't like the Yankees anyway. So.
No, I still love baseball, though.
That's true.
It doesn't matter. I'll still watch the Yankees in a playoff game.
Mm.
It doesn't matter. I hate them when they're playing the Twins, mostly.
Yes, me too.
And I love watching them lose and fail, but I still love great moments.
That's true.
Just awesome. No more dramatic sport than baseball. Because
it
it's all
be.
Of a sudden.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. You'll be sitting there.
Because football, you can kind of see everything coming, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, football is an exciting sport to watch, but the drama is not as high.
Agreed.
It can be high drama.
Oh yeah. I mean, I was
no doubt
sitting in the stadium when there was some huge drama.
Yeah. But the drama is not like it is in baseball because, like, one little squeaker through the middle and all of a sudden the game's over.
It is pretty crazy, especially when you're there in the stadium watching and you're just kind of, you know, you're just watching.
And sometimes you don't see it coming. Like the game-winning home run, That was the first pitch of the inning.
Wow.
Of the 12. So it's like, all right, wonder if they can get something going to, oh my God, it's over. You know, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Almost as interesting as Christopher Walken reading a transcript of Honey Boo Boo.
Oh boy.
The deer are not migrating like they should be, and nobody's hit a deer with their car.
It's been a while since I've done that, had roadkill in my belly.
So, I mean, you know, we try to make other kinds of foods, like, you know, sketty.
I want butter, sketty, and ketchup.
It's an old family recipe. Don't tell nobody Moody Moot. You put a little bit of butter with the ketchup, melt it in the microwave. It's pretty good.
They said it was disgusting.
Well, tell them not to eat it next time.
I was just playing. They said it's the bomb because I made it. That's why it's the bomb.
The other voice you heard in there was Colin Farrell.
Thank you. That's what I was wondering.
I forgot to mention that.
Who's got the British accent in there?
Yeah, that's Colin Farrell. They were doing press for their new movie, and they asked them to read an excerpt from Honey Boo Boo.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought so.
And I still didn't understand what they were saying.
Oh, I could understand Christopher Walken, but then Colin Farrell was actually doing the voice.
Yeah.
And
he already has an accent.
Yeah, so...
I don't know, in English.
Yeah, I didn't know he was British for the longest time.
Really?
Well, his American accent when he does it in movies is so good.
He is
pretty
good.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't find a hint of
English. It's kind of like a House.
That guy, same thing.
Why can't I think of his name?
But Hugh Laurie.
Yeah, same thing. He's got quite the British accent, but in the show House, none at all.
The other thing that's funny too is like in the TV show Deadwood, the guy that played Swearengen, Ian McShane, he's British. And they made him British just in case his accent came through. Like, they made his character British.
Oh.
They alluded to it just in case it came through. And never came through that I noticed.
I never noticed that either.
But one thing that was funny in Band of Brothers, the guy that plays, like, the main character, the redheaded guy, he's in Homefront. Is that the show on Showtime that won all the Emmys? Homeland. And his name is escaping me at the moment. There's a scene in Band of Brothers, like, I don't know if they just missed it, but he says the word situation completely British.
Oh.
You know, he's talking with the flat accent. Okay, so what's the situation? He's like,
oops.
Yeah, I thought he was American.
You know what? He might not have been able to say it without that accent.
And he did the rest of the miniseries with it.
I don't know. I'm just saying. That particular word.
Toyota's recalling 7.4 million vehicles globally because the power window switch on the driver's side of the car didn't have grease applied evenly during production.
Oh.
Why is this a problem?
Yeah.
It could cause friction, smoke.
Oh.
Potentially fire.
That
no
is
injuries
not good.
Have been reported. But it's not like the brakes don't work.
Right.
Or, you know.
That would be really bad.
Sudden acceleration. Mm-hmm. That some cars were having there for a while. Also, the soft drink makers, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, they are going to start putting calorie counters for the sodas right on the buttons for the vending machine starting in 2013.
Cool.
If you notice that they're in big, huge labels on the bottles and cans now.
Yeah, they're
there. Yeah, there's a good size label on it. Your Coke Zero has a zero.
Zero calories.
Yeah. And... So that'll start next year. Also, Alex Karras died of kidney failure yesterday. He was 77. He played football for the Detroit Lions back in the day. He did Monday Night Football, I think, for a while, too. And he was in Webster. He was the dad on Webster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Probably you wouldn't know him from.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know the other ones that you're talking about.
I think
about.
Of Alex Karras, the first thing I think of is Mungo.
Mungo like candy.
Blazing Saddles.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I probably saw
Mungo
that.
Mungo only pawn in Game of Life.
I think that was both of his lines in the movie.
Oh, he only had two lines?
He was in it a lot, but he didn't say much.
Oh, gotcha.
Because he was Mungo.
Mungo like candy.
Yeah. Mungo like candy.
Well, who doesn't like candy?
Yeah. In college, we had a guy on the team that we called Mungo.
Oh.
He looked more like Mungo than Alex Karras did. Seriously.
Okay.
News is next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today. Andy and Mel,
Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 621 up to 52 today. It's 47 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
If I give you a straw, will you go suck the fun out of someone else's life?
What are you saying?
Not saying it to you. Just saying it in
general.
Are
you sure?
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to change why today's the greatest day I've ever known then. I was going to do it just for you today, but since I'm such a fun sucker...
I didn't say that it was you. I said maybe. Sometimes you are.
October 11th, and it is the greatest day I've ever known.
It's 10, 11, 12 today.
Why did you wave at me?
Because I wanted you to see and stop a second so I could say that.
But you were already talking.
No.
It's 10, 11, 12 today.
No, it's like I waved first. I waved first.
You waved for about a half second and then started talking.
So you shut up. You shut up. It worked.
And here we go off into the ditch again. Daryl Hall is 66 today. He's a superstar from Hall and Oates.
Yeah.
Michelle Wie is 23 today. She's the female Tiger Woods, minus all the, you know, womanizing and sexting.
Gotcha.
At least... I think. Luke Perry is 47 today. Sean Patrick Flannery. I don't know if he's from England or Ireland, but he sounds like he is. He was in Powder, Boondock Saints, Young Indiana Jones. Joan Cusack is 50 today. Really? She's only 50?
Really?
Like 20 years ago, I thought she was in her 40s.
Huh.
Steve Young, retired 49ers quarterback. He's 51 today. The great-great-great-grandson of Brigham Young, by the way.
Okay.
Eleanor Roosevelt was born on this day in 1884. The most gorgeous first lady our country has ever had. Right after Barbara Bush. And she was not only FDR's wife, but also his cousin.
Oh, boy.
It was a different time. H.J. Hines, the ketchup king, was born this day, 1844.
Cool.
1922, the first female special investigator was appointed to the FBI. Her name was Alaska Davidson.
Alaska.
Sounds like a movie character.
Kind of does.
1936, the first ever cash and prizes were given away on the radio.
Oh.
On a CBS show called Professor Quiz. Contestants asked Professor Quiz questions, and if they were able to stump the professor, they got $25. Saturday Night Live debuted on this day in 1975. George Carlin was the host. Bill Clinton and Hillary Rodham were married in Fayetteville, Arkansas on this day in 1975. Their 37th anniversary. Only one child. I wonder why.
One was enough.
No.
Think something else. Whose mind is in the gutter today?
No, I'm thinking he didn't want anything to do with her after the first one.
Oh, well, that could be.
Not the daughter or the wife.
Yeah.
They haven't had much to do with each other anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But today was going to be the greatest day I ever knew because Matt Bomer's 35.
Oh, my color guy is so hot.
It's
It sucks that he's gay. It's not fair.
Yep.
He's hot.
The good ones are all taken or gay.
It's true.
And that is why today, October 11th, or 10, 11, 12, and... Oh my gosh, what is coming up in the dark? It's 10, 11, 12. It should be something good. Oh my gosh, 10, 11, 12. This isn't going to happen again for like another 100 years. Wait, is that right? Or is it like in 8 years?
No, it would be like in 100 years.
In two years, it'll be 12, 13, 14.
Okay. Lindsay and Dino Lohan got in a huge fight yesterday. I've got that whole story coming up in the dirt.
Next year, it'll be 11, 12, 13. Ha!
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 640 up to 52 today. It's 47 right now. We had a huge, huge turnout at Juice Stop yesterday. If you were one of the people that turned out, thank you for stopping by, saying hi. We still haven't heard from any of the kids we wrote notes for.
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed by that.
Maybe they didn't know what our email was.
I don't know. Well, you can find it on our website. They're there.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I haven't heard anything from any of them.
No.
I hope that it got them out of being in trouble.
I hope so.
I don't know if it's
you
or
wrote
not.
How many did you write? Three?
Four.
You wrote four. I wrote one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and one of mine was for four girls, so.
Oh, yeah.
Most of them were doubled up.
There was more than one. Yeah. I think all of yours. Mine was just for one girl. Anyway, so there is a prank phone call that was done, and whoever did it sent it in to Deadspin.com, and they posted it. This is one of the most brilliant prank phone calls I think has ever been done.
Okay.
The prank is that you call one Domino's, you place a really long, complex order, then tell them to wait because the order is for someone else, and then you put them on the phone. At the same time, someone else calls another Domino's and places the exact same order. Then you put the two Domino's employees on the phone with each other and listen to them talk it out. Here's what happens.
Okay, is that all for you?
Yep, and let's see. Your grand total will be $47.80, and this is for a carryout, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go about 20, 25 minutes.
Let me make sure it's 47.96. Is that right?
47.80.
47.80.
Right.
Yeah, I'm putting on buy one get one twice, right?
I got it down twice, right? 47.80.
They're both reading the screen.
Six, but
I got 47.80.
maybe I can just take off 14 or 16 cents here. I'll try that. All right, I got it.
Okay.
All right.
He thinks he's bargaining with her, and she's like, and the other thing I want to know is, how do two different Domino stores have the exact same order, and they're like 16 cents off?
I know, that's weird.
But that is so brilliant. I have done something like that for years, when I haven't done it in a long time, because it doesn't happen in the morning as much as it does in the afternoon. The kids on the bus calling in to request songs over and over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I would just conference them together.
Oh, we've done that in the morning.
Yeah. But like I said, not as much as I used to. In the afternoon, when I was doing afternoons, I did it all the time. Probably almost daily. And
which
then sometimes,
kind of mean.
Sometimes they would discover that they were talking to each other because there were two kids sitting next to each other on the same bus.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then they would go, how am I talking to you? I called 104.7. Yeah. Anyway, there is also a story I saw this morning, a survey from Coupon Cabin. 1 in 4 Americans have used a coupon on a first date.
What?
And nearly 3 out of 4 people say they wouldn't be offended and would go out with them again.
Your wife would totally be all down for
if
that.
I had used a coupon on our first date. Oh, man, I would have hit it out of the park that night.
Yeah, then you wouldn't have had to worry about, like, did you impress her or not? You know,
no.
How, like, because you were old, didn't think you hit it
she
off.
She would have jumped all over me right
then
and there.
Yeah, she would have been like, let's get married
He used a coupon. Will you marry me?
She totally would have.
3% would let their date know they were offended. 1% would walk out.
Really?
But most of them would, you know, 12% said they'd stay on the date, but wouldn't go out with them again. 3% would let their date know they were offended. 1% would walk out.
I don't know how that's offensive.
On a first date? You're being cheap on a first date because you don't know if they're going to be worth going out with again, basically?
I don't know if you're being cheap. Is that you actually have a coupon? Especially if it was a place I wanted to go. You know, I mean, if it was something where I was limited, like,
what if it
you
was,
have to order
what if it
the
was,
enchilada.
It would offend me less if it was an expensive restaurant.
Right.
And they had, like, you know, like, it's the kind of restaurant where your tab is probably going to be in excess of $50, $60.
Right.
And say they had a $25 gift card. Would that,
the gift card doesn't bother me.
Gift card doesn't bother
no.
you, but a coupon would bother you more?
I think so. If it was, like, a limited, like, you have to buy such and such with this coupon.
Oh, right.
No, so it'd be like going there and telling me what I had to order. I would have been like
buying the introductory whatever new meal they're selling.
I would have felt like they were trying to like control what I was doing. I would have been like, really? I have to order the enchilada?
Well, yes, you have to because I have a coupon for a Big Mac. So you have to get a Big Mac.
You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
That would be if they had a gift card. I'm okay with that.
First date?
I'm not really going to know.
You could hide it, yeah. Would you be offended by a coupon or a gift card on a first date? We're only talking first dates.
As long as I don't know about it, I really don't care.
Well, yeah, there's that too. 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:55. We're going to top out at 52 today. 47 right now. There is a genius idea Victoria's Secret came out with. I'm so pleased. And I'm pleased for selfish man pig reasons.
Okay.
But I think the ladies are going to like this one too.
All right.
It's a push-up sports bra.
I love it.
See, I told you.
Finally.
Yeah.
I hate sports bras. Hate. They squish your boobs in. It's not comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, contrary to popular or belief or something, squishing boobs doesn't feel good. You know, these guys that, you know, get a little gropey and they squish them. It doesn't feel good.
Got it.
So especially when you're trying to work out and your boobs are squished.
That's the advantage we have over you guys when it comes to the stuff we have to buy
a support item
for it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there is some room to push.
Right.
You know.
That makes sense.
If you know what I mean.
I do. I'm catching what you're throwing.
Some of the women might be confused. Every guy knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I understand because you made a gesture towards what you're talking about.
Yeah.
This is awesome, though.
They will disappear, basically.
Yeah.
But no, they're calling it Showtime.
Showtime.
It's a sports bra that pushes them high and tight, kind of like a fastball. They should have called it fastball, high and tight.
No.
Or they could have called it chin music.
Chin music. You're a weirdo.
They basically admit it's not spectacular as a sports bra or a push-up bra. It's basically a happy medium between the two.
I love this idea.
So if you're a gifted woman, I don't think it would work so good.
Here's why I really love it. Because when I go to the gym, if I just wear a regular bra, I swear to God, my straps always want to fall down when I'm running or something like that.
Yeah.
So there's that issue with those, with wearing your regular bra. And then if you wear a sports bra, then you're too squished and you're uncomfortable. So then you're like adjusting.
Well, they call it medium support.
I like it.
So there you go.
I like it. I am very excited. I'll probably buy one.
It's designed for A, B, and C cups, though, so if you are a gifted woman, there isn't really one for you. And I don't think the concept would work to begin with.
I think it's going to work.
No, for...
For the...
D
anything
plus.
Bigger than C?
Yeah.
Good thing I'm a C.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Sweet. Pretty excited about that, actually.
Just like... Now everybody can look like a women's volleyball player. Or beach volleyball, I mean.
That's just seriously is going to be awesome.
It will be. Working on getting the question up on the website. It'll get there eventually.
Okay.
We were too busy arguing about something. I don't even remember.
We weren't arguing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Now I remember. Anyway. One of the coolest fantasy movies ever, unfortunately, cannot ever happen. It was one everybody thought could happen, but it can't.
Which one?
I'll tell ya. Coming up next.
Nice.
Yeah, that You're was so cheesy. Secret.
Hot 104.7.com.